Hello, it's Shirley Gutkowski, your host of Crosslink Radio, the only podcast that talks about health from the eye teeth on down. I'd like to invite you back to the podcast. I know it's a little sporadic as we get these episodes together. When you're doing everything yourself, you know, everything takes a little bit longer than what you originally imagined. And all of a sudden, something else comes up and something else comes up. But I'm very excited about today's episode. So we're going to be talking about something completely different, and that is a summit. And I think some of you podcasters or podcast listeners have been paying attention to this idea of summits and how summits are, how popular summits are, these internet summits. I've listened in on summits for thyroid, summits for gluten intolerance and all kinds of different summits. And it's a week-long interview session with multiple specialists. And that's what we've got going here now, the Functional Oral and Airway Health Summit. And I have the two developers of that summit here with us today on Crosslink Radio. I met Dr. Scott Saunders long time ago. I think it was at a Boston meeting when I was working with Beth Thompson on a project. And I never met Bonnie in person, but she seems to be super cool on the phone. They are hosting this Functional Oral and Airway Health Summit, and they invited me to be a speaker, which is super awesome. I was very excited to be part of that. And I was just looking at the list of photographs on their homepage, and you won't believe who I get to be mixed up with in this crowd. The summit, as the name says, covers all aspects of oral and airway health and the impact of those two factors on health of the rest of the body, yay, often in surprising and unforeseen ways, such as rheumatoid arthritis, obesity, diabetes, cancer, Alzheimer's, ADHD, and the better known cardiac oral health connection. Scott is the co-founder of Healthy Mouth Media. He received his DDS degree from Georgetown University School of Dentistry. His background includes clinical practice in general dentistry and periodontal health. He is a published author of everything from a dental advice newspaper column to peer-reviewed articles in top-tier dental journals, such as his own frequently cited comprehensive review article on nanotechnology in dentistry. He is also a clinical researcher with over 20 years experience investigating how the body can heal itself. Ooh, if we let it, that's the key, right? Bonnie, though, is a co-founder of Healthy Mouth Media. She received her BSBA degree from the University of Connecticut, initially working on in the accounting field before starting her own company, writing her first book, and realizing that research and writing were her passions. Yes, we are the same person. When she met Scott, she soon realized that with her business and writing background, she could help him realize his vision of bringing cutting-edge, actionable information to the dental and general healthcare consumer. Working with Scott, she has developed an interest in dentistry and has become deeply involved in research and writing. Welcome, Bonnie and Scott.
Thank you. Nice to be here, Shirley.
Thank you, Shirley. Thanks for having us.
Oh, I can't believe how lucky I am. Lucky to be on your summit and lucky to have you here on Crosslink Radio to promote the summit, because it's pretty fancy. Let me tell you, you really have done your homework, and you've got so many people on here that I wish I knew and so many people that I do know. So that's, it's pretty exciting for everybody. I hope everybody makes time to listen in. So, Bonnie, why did you decide to do this summit?
Well, we knew that there was interest on the part of both consumers and clinicians to learn more about oral and airway health and the oral systemic connection. So we spent almost 18 months sending out a number of different surveys to over 1,400 people. Most questions, although they were multiple choice, had a section where the respondent could write in a comment if they wanted to. And boy, did we get comments. Sometimes paragraphs long, just unbelievable responses. Those surveys and the comments we received told us what people most wanted to know about when it came to oral care and their overall health, as well as the health of their family. We asked them how they felt about things like their health in general, what their attitudes were toward oral health, how well educated they felt about health in general, what questions they had that they couldn't find good answers for or only found conflicting answers. And if you've ever searched the internet, you know how that goes. What their attitudes were toward nutrition and what they thought was healthy, their good and bad dental experiences. And then they asked us things like, what are the differences between types of braces? How serious is snoring? Why is breastfeeding better than bottle feeding for a baby? How to deal with dental sports injuries? Can you really heal a cavity? I mean, that's all over the internet.
Yeah.
Can you heal cardiac problems just with better brushing and flossing? Women want to know how to convince their partners who snore or who completely stop breathing on occasion at night that they have a problem and then what to do about it. Men are notorious for not wanting to admit that they have a problem. There's so much conflicting information on the internet. What should they believe? And dental anxiety is a huge reason people don't get dental work done. What are the most effective ways of reducing anxiety? In fact, the topic of dental anxiety, and by the way, 70% of people suffer from some degree of dental anxiety, was the one that got the most responses. And believe it or not, when the survey questions got more specific, the fear factor was about evenly matched in regard to, one, fear of the dental visit itself, and two, fear of the costs involved,
right?
Which, and let's face it, are pretty much all out of pocket if you need any amount of significant work done. People have had some horrific dental experiences, often as children, and then they told us about this in their survey responses. Most people think that PTSD is only something associated with soldiers and war, or maybe natural disasters. But children can also be traumatized by dental experiences, even ones that to an adult might seem normal. That's why one of our speakers is Dr. Dawson Church, a key opinion leader in the field of research that's evaluating the use of EFT, emotional freedom techniques, also known as tapping, with PTSD patients in veterans' hospitals. We're talking decent-sized, randomized controlled clinical trials done by the book. In one of those published studies, his success rate is over 86% at 6 months, all without drugs.
Crazy.
In his interview with Scott, they actually did a live demonstration of EFT addressing a childhood trauma that Scott himself experienced.
Wow.
And suffered through. And both Dawson and Brad Yates, another EFT expert, are summit speakers and address dental anxiety specifically and childhood trauma as it relates to dental anxiety. So this is a really big area that people don't think about, but it's important because it can scar kids for life. This summit is the result of those surveys and that research and providing answers to these types of questions. Bottom line, Shirley, dental consumers are frustrated. They're not satisfied with the information that they're getting on the internet or from their dentists. Mm-hmm. There is not only a lack of available good health information, there's also a lot of medical and dental misinformation out there and many misconceptions, even misrepresentations. And most people can sense that. Our surveys told us that for the most part, consumers are smart. They're savvy. They are not dumb. Don't talk down to the consumer. They want more answers. They want better answers. They want to be empowered, but they're not quite sure how to go about it. And we've pulled together a speaker lineup that can give them some guidance and mentoring on just how to do that.
So I'm hearing that you're mainly talking about consumers, which is great. But I'm also hearing that somebody who's talking about this EFT is something that dental practitioners should know about. So who's your actual target for this summit?
Well, first of all, Shirley, I should mention that this summit is all online and it's free for anyone to watch and listen to. And we have a total of 34 speakers over 7 days. And each day we have a different group of speakers that you can listen to for 24 hours. And then a new group comes on the next day. Now, our website lists all the speakers and what they're talking about. The thing is, anyone with an interest in living a healthier life can benefit from this summit.
Yeah.
Whether they be a healthcare consumer or a healthcare professional. And we have world-class speakers, many of whom only teach at dental or medical conferences, and they agreed to donate their time to participate on our summit. In fact, we had people calling us up asking to speak.
Yeah.
Because they feel that educating everyone about oral systemic health is so vitally important. And they also realize that if our healthcare system is to survive, we must develop a functional approach, a collaborative approach that places a priority on finding the cause of an illness, not just treating its symptoms, which unfortunately is most of what medicine and dentistry are doing. And this requires a collaborative approach between the healthcare consumer and the healthcare practitioner. And that's why we're reaching out to both audiences with this summit. And although many of the talks on the summit are given by researchers, academicians, and clinicians, these talks are not technical. They are in plain, easy to understand English. They're accessible to and understandable by anyone. However, nothing is dumbed down, as Bonnie alluded to. And that's a balance that you're seeing, Shirley, more and more often with authors and speakers in this field, that they're really starting to achieve presenting and publishing material that can be understood equally well by the clinician and by the consumer, and including our summit speakers who also present the nitty-gritty clinical details, often using case photos and graphics, and these will resonate powerfully with the clinicians in our audience as well. Shirley, your listeners who are in the dental and healthcare fields, other healthcare fields, may recognize the names of some of our speakers. And they include Dr. Michael Gelb, Dr. Bill Hang, Dr. Howie Hinden, Dr. Amy Donine of the Bale and Donine Method and the Heart Attack and Stroke Prevention Center, Dr. Susan Blum, who is a well-known functional nutrition MD based in New York, Joy Moeller, Dr. Al Dannenberg, who is a regular contributor to Dr. Bicuspid, Health Crusader Debbie Zafiropoulos, a.k.a. Debbie Z, our good friend, Debbie, Dr. Allison Hazelbaker, James Maskell of the Functional Forum and the Evolution of Medicine, Patrick McCune of Buteyko Clinic International, and Dr. Rick Knowlton, who is the Dental Sports Health Advisor to the U.S. Olympic Committee, and many more. So we really do have an all-star lineup on the summit, and I really want to encourage your audience to join us.
Yeah, it's really an amazing lineup. As I mentioned, I know quite a number of those people. A number of those people have also been on CrossLink Radio. Dr. Hazelbaker is awesome. I'm so pleased to see that she's part of your lineup as along with everybody else. I mean, it's just really incredible.
Yeah, she's actually doing two talks for us.
I saw that. I've got my face on there twice, and so does she. So yay for us. Yay us. All right. So a lot of times part of the problem is that people don't know what kinds of questions to ask. And we as clinicians don't know what to ask because we don't know what we don't know. And a lot of times clinicians especially will rest back and go, well, I'm waiting for the evidence. It's not evidence-based and blah, blah, blah. Do we have to wait for that? Or does this summit give us actionable information that we can use right away? I know some of the things that I talked about, you're going to have to wait for, and some of the stuff you can do immediately.
The content on this summit surely gives consumers and clinicians immediate access to what is immediately going on the cutting edge, what people are doing in their practices across this broad variety of specialties. And I have to tell you that the advances in research in all of these areas that our speakers are presenting on the summit, just in the last 5 years alone, have been astounding. Some of it has been published, some of it is in the process of being published. The bottom line is, The clinician and the consumer don't have all kinds of time to wait for this, and that's one of the things that I see as being a fundamental flaw in the way that medicine is done, that it often proceeds on a multi-year or generational pace. One of the goals in the summit is to move the needle and move the needle faster and present cutting edge information that's accessible and actionable now. Now, where researchers have long suspected just oral pathogenic bacteria, for example, were the smoking gun in a number of chronic diseases, specifically cardiovascular diseases. Mm-hmm. Just in the last couple of years, just based on a landmark article in 2016 published by Bale, Donane, and their colleague, Dr. Vigorest, that article specifically shows causation that high-risk periodontal pathogens do indeed cause cardiovascular disease. So that's just one of the nuggets that's just come out in the last couple of years or so, and we're making that available to our summit audience as fast as we possibly can. Another example of that is the research by Dr. Yiping Han of Columbia University, who has identified oral bacteria, not the least of which, the biggest offender seems to be F. nucleatum, in the placenta of miscarriages and stillbirths. And in addition to that, periodontal disease is implicated in such a diverse array of systemic diseases, not all of them bacterial in nature, but many of them have their basis in a well-balanced bacterial presence in every location of the body, the mouth and the gut, to name two key players. And you can probably tell where I'm going with this, and that's the importance of the microbiome in the whole universe of good health. And that's something a number of our speakers delve into in considerable depth in their summit talks. Now, after all, the human body has about 10 times the number of bacterial cells as it does human cells.
Right.
And those bacteria can go a long way toward keeping us healthy if they are present in the right balance and the right proportion of species. Now, having a good, balanced microbiome, one that's characterized by homeostasis, a term your professional listeners may remember from their basic biology, mm-hmm. can often mean the difference between ongoing, vigorous, vibrant health or chronic disease. Leading us to the next topic that many of our speakers are speaking on in the summit, which is nutrition. The good, balanced nutrition that's based in real evidence based clinical research, like some of our speakers are doing and have published, in fact, is one of the most overlooked pillars of good oral health and cultivating a good balanced oral microbiome. And we're finding out that viewing food as medicine and supporting our oral bacterial environment, organic gardening for your mouth, as one of our speakers has described it,
that's cool,
may turn out to be even more important than brushing, flossing, and regular cleanings, which are only part of the answer and by themselves will not ensure good oral or total body health. So you must get your diet right. And some of our speakers discuss in depth how you can go about that. Shirley, as you're well aware from your own clinical practice, airway research is another big piece of the oral systemic puzzle. An estimated 22 million Americans have sleep apnea or some other kind of sleep-disordered breathing issue. And among this horrific number, most of the moderate to severe cases are undiagnosed. And that just boggles my mind whenever I think of those numbers. And as you also know, airway issues and the craniofacial development problems that are frequently present with them have all kinds of implications for systemic diseases, including behavioral problems like ADHD and autism spectrum disorders, because when you're affecting development of the face, it's, guess what, that's right next to the brain, and it's not going to go by without having an effect on the brain. So our speakers address not only what research has found, but also ways both the patient and clinician can address it in regard to airway issues and sleep disordered breathing. And this includes not just CPAP, mm-hmm. but also oral appliances, including some that might be viewed as kind of unconventional, but that also work in harmony with the principles of osteopathic medicine and energy flow throughout the body. Osteopathic medicine, of course, being a close collaborator with myofunctional therapy. And they've had some outstanding results from a number of therapeutic angles with these appliances, including airway improvement in airway symptoms. And Shirley, you're well acquainted with, and you feature on your website, the Buteyko breathing method, complete with a video of one of our summit speakers, our friend and Buteyko breathing trainer, Patrick McEwen. Mm-hmm. And Patrick is spreading the word that breathing better, not breathing deeper, is a key concept in helping your body work more efficiently. Now, he explores the nitric oxide connection and ties this to mindfulness and meditation, among other things, in his interview with me. So your listeners are in for a real treat when they tune into Patrick's interview, among all the other speakers we have.
What I like about Patrick's approach, or what the approach that he teaches, I guess, is a better way to say it, is that Buteyko breathing is active breathing. Almost all of the other breathing techniques are intended to be used when you're sitting still. But the Buteyko breathing is an opportunity for you to learn how to breathe even when you're in a high active situation. So I'm super stoked that you're going to have him on. He's been on every podcast all over the place. I've had him on my show as well. So I'm excited to hear what he has to say to you guys too. You're also offering some kind of a special bonus film. Does that need to be purchased? What makes it so valuable? What's the deal with that special bonus film?
Well, this is an interesting situation, and you'll probably recognize the name of the film. It's called Say Ah, The Cavity in Healthcare Reform. And this is a film that you can't buy. I mean, you literally cannot buy this anyplace. It is only available through special permission from the producer, which is Next Level Practice. It also happens to feature one of our speakers, functional medicine family physician, Dr. Chip Whitney. And this film is, the only way it's available is to watch it during the summit.
Oh.
You cannot purchase it. It's not something that, you know, if you decide to buy the summit that you get this film with it. No, we have a special arrangement that we can just show it during the summit. So if you've ever wanted to see Say Ah, The Cavity in Healthcare Reform, this is your opportunity to see it.
Great.
For free, no obligation. And it looks at oral health from the standpoints of periodontal health and its impact on other body systems like the heart, joints, and the developing baby, to name a few. In fact, it puts the spotlight on how women with fertility issues have managed to conceive only after they cleaned up their mouths. It also focuses on the abysmal job dentistry is doing to detect oral cancer, whose survival numbers haven't changed in over 40 years, which is horrible, and things that can be done to change this unacceptable reality. So if you think you know about health, if you think you understand what good dental care is, or if you think that your mouth doesn't affect you or any number of significant ways, you really need to see this film, and we're very excited to be able to bring it to your listeners and our audience for free.
Awesome.
And, you know, anybody who goes to the website and signs up right now just to register, and it's free to register, they can watch that film.
That's available right now. They can go there right now.
So, okay, we didn't even say what day the summit starts. So whatever day the summit starts, you can see it say already, right?
You can go onto the summit website and register right now. And there are pre-registration bonuses or pre-summit bonuses that if you register before the summit starts, which is a week from Monday, September 18th, there are, first of all, you get a special discount price that goes up once the summit starts. So it's really to your benefit to go in sometime this week and take a look at it and get registered. And you have special registration bonuses. There are 4 videos that you can watch before the summit actually opens. And there are 3 bonus gifts that you can actually download. And I'm not going to go into those details because you can see them when you go onto the site.
Awesome. Okay. So let's see. We just have a couple of minutes left here. What do you think the impact the summit is going to have on the audiences, and why should they participate? What are they going to really get out of this, out of the time and the small amount of money you're asking?
Okay, the takeaways, Shirley, are, sure, first of all, this summit is for everyone, consumer and clinician alike. So it doesn't matter if you're a healthcare consumer, you want better healthcare, you want better answers about healthcare, collaboration of medicine and dentistry for yourself, your family, or if you're a healthcare clinician, if you're a dental hygienist, if you're a myofunctional therapist, if you're nurse, nurse practitioner, whoever who wants to provide better care for their patients. This summit is for you. All of the content is informative, understandable, and basic, but it's not dumbed down, and we hope will stimulate some useful, empowering discussions between health professionals and their patients. To our patient consumer audience specifically, our message is this: your health is in your hands. You are the most important thing in the equation of health and the healthcare team. You have an obligation to be your own and your family's best health advocate by empowering yourself with actionable, evidence-based, well-researched information beyond what you read online. And this summit brings you a ton of content to get you started. And to our health professional clinician audience, we say this: please recognize your patient's need to be empowered and to be in control of his or her own health or their child's health. Listen to their questions, collaborate with them. Recognize that collaborating with your medical, dental, and other clinical counterparts, in addition to your patient, is an essential part of your job, one that you need to honor and appreciate. And while we unfortunately can't offer actual credit, think of this summit as CE for free. All you need to do to see the value of this is just listen to a couple of these talks, and you will see the awesome value that you will be able to carry into your practice the very next day.
That's awesome. I'm a big fan of, I don't care if it's got CE attached to it or not, or medical continuing education or whatever little phrase people are using these days for their own discipline. It's looks very exciting. I'm very excited to be part of it, and I hope that it's listened to by everybody for into Christmas time. It's not going to go away, right? It's just going to be live for 1 week, and then
right,
and then people will still be able to visit for until you take the website down, and you don't have plans for that, right?
Well, no, it's only for 1 week. Once we get to September 25th, that is the end of the summit. It's not going to be available online to just watch indefinitely. The only way that people will be able to watch indefinitely is if they choose to actually purchase all of the talks, and then, yes, they can have permanent access to the talks, both as on audio as well as video, and then all of the there are a whole bunch of bonus gifts that they get with a purchase as well, over $250 worth of bonus gifts as well.
So they can do that in November?
No. September 25th is when the summit closes. It's only open for 1 week.
Oh,
everything closes.
Look at that. Yeah, everybody get on the stick.
Well, I will say that the summit will be available on our website on Healthy Mouth Media, but they cannot be they can't watch the actual videos. They can purchase it, but the price does go up significantly once the summit is over.
Okay. So they do have access to it if they have money.
And it's not very much. We're talking, you know, if they were to sign up right now and order before it opens, it's $69.
Oh, nice.
And if they purchase during the summit, when it starts from the 18th to the 25th, it's $99, and it goes to $199 after it closes. So you can save $130 by looking at it, and if you really like the content, ordering it this week.
And when you think about this as an investment in your health or the health of your family, your oral health, your total body health, it's what? It's certainly less than the cost of a dental retail recare visit to go get your teeth cleaned, even at full price. So if your listeners will think of it in terms of an investment in their health, it's a no-brainer when you think of what you get for your money.
And for the clinicians out there, if you like these speakers, you're paying about $2 an hour to listen to some of the top names in the dental and medical world.
They really are top names. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Bonnie. And thank you for putting together this Functional Oral and Airway Health Summit. I think it's a game changer.
Thank you very much, Shirley. We appreciate you participating, too.
Thank you for having us on, Shirley, and for contributing your content to the summit. We much appreciate that.
You're very welcome. So this is Shirley Gutkowski. It's 30 minutes into our appointment time, so I will let you go. Have a great rest of the day. Pass this on. Make sure that you share these episodes with your friends and your enemies, anybody who you think could benefit from knowing more about oral health. So see you soon.